physically, how did you feel during the course of the game, second half?
Oh, good. Yeah, I felt good the whole game.
Joe, what did they do to you in the second half that caused so many problems?
Well, we didn't move the ball. Obviously, we turned the ball over two times. You know, the turnovers hurt, but I mean, we didn't do anything. You know, we just didn't do anything to get the ball. I felt like they got a little bit more pressure on us, and they kind of we allowed them to pin their ears back a little bit, get the momentum rolling on their side with the turnovers, and just keeping them in the game. Even in the first half, I mean, we scored 9 points as an offense. We never really got to the point where we were threatening to score touchdowns, and it's just, you know, when we're playing this kind of football, you can't make mistakes in the second half and down the stretch of games because you're not going to give yourself the best opportunity to win.
You know, how tough is it on you when you can't run the football?
Well, hey, I mean, when I'm out there and throughout the course of a game, you don't notice things too much. But I would say the tough thing about it is when you're constantly put in long down situations and, you know, a little bit of, a little slip of not being patient enough or things like that. Turn into bad things, and I think that's the biggest thing. Is it's a funny game. You know, if we have that one run that went long and we didn't have a penalty on it, then our rushing stats are probably completely different for the game. But like I said, I think we were in third and long a lot. We converted a couple of them. We didn't convert them, and you know, bad things happened on the ones that we didn't convert, and it's tough to win like that.
Joe, how do you turn things around, Ryan, with a 4-game losing streak?
You got to stay confident. You got to keep your head up. It's a man's game, and you just got to keep going to work and get in your routine. Listen, the next weeks come up very quickly, and I think that's why we all get into such good routines and throughout the course of a week leading up to that Sunday, because it allows us to put last week behind us and move on to the next week. So I think the veterans on the team will have to lead that. And get the guys back into their routine for the week and just move on.
Joe, looked like you were talking to Perryman after at least one of the interceptions on the sideline. Were those two the result of bad throws? Was there miscommunication?
Yeah, you can see it. I mean, the first one was a one-on-one, and, you know, he's been playing off all day. And, you know, we'd kind of been attacking him with Mike. We lined up Mike in the slot. He ended up being on Darrell on the right side. I made a decision, you know, pre-snap, I'll go to the one-on-one on my left. And, you know, I really didn't get a good look of it afterwards. I think he undercut the route, and I was just throwing a timing shake route. And the second one was just, you know, it wasn't great on anybody's part, and, you know, I got to be better.
Joe, as we talked last week, just mistakes are just, it's very frustrating that killing you right now.
Yeah, I mean, mistakes are frustrating, and they hurt because obviously we gave the game away there. But the more frustrating thing is just the fact that we can't consistently do things well. If we were out there and we were playing really good football, then we would probably be able to live with a mistake here and a mistake there. And that stuff is very frustrating because we are still playing games that are tight and we're in close. So, you know, obviously we have a shot to win the game down the end or tie it, send it in, you know, extend the game. So I think when you look back at those types of tight games, you look at the penalties. And you look at the, just the things that you missed, and you kind of forget the fact that we're just not playing good. You know, we're not good right now, and I think that's the biggest thing. We got to find ways to move the football and to give ourselves more opportunities. And when that stuff happens, when you start playing good football, the mistakes tend to start to diminish, and guys get confident, and you turn it over.
Joe, you've lost, you know, four straight. You're 3-4, but you know. You possibly could be within one game.
Yeah, it's a funny year. I mean,
so as a team, how do you feel about where you stand right now?
Well, like I said, it's tough after a loss. I mean, to feel good about where you are, but the reality of it is Pittsburgh's about to play in a couple minutes, and Cincinnati, I think, is even with us. We haven't played either of them yet. That's why we got to keep our head on straight and get back into a good routine and just be confident that we have the team and that we are who we think we are. And we got to stop playing like this. We got to get better. There's a lot of games left, and we definitely have the ability to do what we want to do inside of our division. And that's what we got to look forward to.
Joe, is the shoulder something you're going to have to deal with the rest of the year? Or is it a thing of the past at this point?
I hope not. I mean, I didn't deal with it today. You know, I felt good. My arm felt great. I was a little bit nervous early on in the week. you know, just because I was. I wasn't sure what it was, and, you know, I was having a little bit of trouble with it. So I was a little bit nervous early in the week, but, you know, when I went in on Thursday, I felt pretty good, and I felt optimistic that I was going to be feeling ready to go. And then, yeah, you know, the last couple of days have been great, and I felt great coming in throwing the ball. So hopefully I won't have to deal with it. You know, I'm sure there will be a little bit, but the fact that we have a bye week this week, hopefully I can get over it.
Unique, something you don't recognize, something different than you've ever had?
No, I feel like I've probably dealt with a little bit of this, like, you know, 9 years ago back in college. I never got it actually looked at back then. It was just a little bit of a sore arm and stuff like that, basically what this is now. You know, but before, you know, early in the week when I wasn't really sure what it was, I was a little bit nervous just with the fact of what I could and couldn't do with my arm and not really knowing if I did something to it or not. The other weird thing was last week, I mean, I have no idea when I did it. If I had to look at a play, it was probably the play I hit to Mike on the deep ball I hit to Mike on the sideline. I got hit from my left side and I had to just land it on my arm with it extended out. So I think it was just a little bit of a, you know, my shoulder just took a little bit of a concussion from the ground, and I think it'll get better pretty soon here.
Do you err on the side of safety with that before the bye week?
Yeah, hey, I'm going to play it day by day, and, you know, go in there and rehab and strengthen it and do all those things. And, yeah, I mean, I definitely don't want to mess around with my right shoulder.